name is Ayushi. So basically, this podcast is about, for the first time, I'm just recording something, like recording any podcast or something. So I wanted to talk about, there's one trend going on in India, basically, that is named as TikTok versus YouTube. So like in the time of Corona, where everything is like, we are not able to think of about anything. So in India, that is a major thing which everybody is talking about. If you go to go through Instagrams or anywhere, any Twitter, anywhere, you won't be able to find out something good. You'll just find out everybody's fighting about YouTube versus TikTok. So like, there are so million people on TikTok also, and there's so many million people who are also following YouTube, and there are a lot of people who are following both the communities. So it is more about like cringy stuff which is going on TikTok, basically. And there's like there was one person who started with this thing that YouTube doesn't give us good content, comparatively TikTok is providing better content. That's the reason people there are more popular. They're more on Instagram, like they have more followers, they earn more money, and people know them better. And then there's one Carrie Minati YouTuber who has roasted him like hell, and now everybody is like a follower following them. So there are a lot of irritating people and idiot type of people who are like supporting TikTok right now in a very different way, like not in a way which they should like support them and somebody will listen to them. And then there are people who are supporting YouTube, they are better, they are like, according to my point of view, I think so, they are doing better. But for now, I just wanted to talk about that, what is it all about? So why, like, is there a fight going on between these two applications? There's that, I don't think so, because everybody is using these two applications for their own entertainment. And the basic part, why is like TikTok considered as a cringy part? So because the thing is that if a new user or anyone, if you're going through TikTok videos, you'll be finding out a lot of videos which doesn't have any sense. Like they are like, you will not be able to find out any sense in those videos, but then too they'll have so many likes. And because of that, like people who are not making good stuff, like they're just wasting time, or just they are there for their enjoyment also. But apart from that, like there are a lot of things which are not supported, which should not be supported. So basically, there were a few videos which were about rapes and about acid attacks, etc., which should not be supported. But on TikTok, few TikTokers who were famous, who have their own a lot of identity, like people know them and they are very famous on Instagram and they're earning a lot, and having pictures with celebrities, they are going out. So the people who are on TikTok are basically not, they're very young people. So if people are like the students, basically they are the students or like college students, they're very less population in India. Like comparatively to the younger youth is there more there. So when they are thinking, when the younger youth can feel that people are getting popular here with these type of stuff, and they are getting money, they will obviously be very much like it. Very.
have more views comparatively, because they have like 15 seconds to 20 seconds of video, and then you can just change the gen. That's all. You don't have to forward, or you need to find out blogs and everything. So I guess that is the reason why like people like to watch YouTube, and why people like to watch TikTok. Like, that is not I don't find any sense in fighting on these type of topics like TikTok versus YouTube. I can find people who were using TikTok, who were uploading videos and like for different like people who have made cringy stuff, and then they were uploading it, now they're like, and also like people who were enjoying TikTok. So they're also posting videos according to that, like okay, I have given one as a review, and who all are part of this, part of the new millennials, you find it out and everything. So I don't understand why you have to follow each and everything. You cannot have your own mentality, you cannot have anything of your own, like to think that what is right, what is wrong, just for like without any sense. Gary Minati is very famous, he has done good, he has like posted a quite sensible video apart from the abuse and everything. Like, not, I won't say that okay 100% to him, but okay, like around 50% was right, okay. But like, even I'm not able to explain what I want to say exactly. So it's just that. Thanks a lot. I just wanted to like talk and record my first podcast, so I was doing that. If you are listening to this, thanks a lot. If yes, just let me know. Let me know some of the topics which we can talk about. And till then, bye bye.